If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
The Video Game Review. All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm here, baby. I'm Rick Tittle. We're going to talk video games here for the next, what do we got, 48 minutes. It's the only time on Sports Byline USA and on SB Nation Radio and on the Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM 211, and the American Forces Radio Network, and everybody else that's listening, however you get in the show, it's the only hour all week where we just talk video games. Come on in and get heard at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. I will be giving away a brand new game at 40 after, as I always do. I'll also let you know what's new on the shelves. Cheat code at the end of the show. Rick at sportsbyline.com is the email address to win the game and also to request the cheat code. We also stream through SBNationLive.com. We are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2. And most importantly, we have the privilege of bringing this program to the American Forces Radio Network worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries. Once again, I'm Rick Tittle, 1-800-878-PLAY. Whether you are a fan of Friday the 13th video games or not, there is some interesting news from Friday the 13th, the game, from Gun Media. That is, Gun Media's license will expire for the Friday the 13th ban at the end of this year. But beginning 3 days ago, they're giving away everything for free on Steam. And 30 legendary perks. All players will be a level 150, all kills unlocks, all challenge skulls unlocked. You don't have to worry about experience points. There'll be no matchmaking functionality lost, though. And I think it's worth noting that as of January 1st, 2024, Friday the 13th, the game will no longer be able to be purchased in a store. And So if you want to jump on and get on that content, I would say that probably would be a good time. Now, another production from Gun Media will be released called The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's going to debut on August 18th on the PC, the PS4, the PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S. But I thought that was an interesting little tidbit from the video game world this week. Also, the Unity CEO, John Ricciatiello, he was speaking to a AP, Adrian Peterson, Associated Press reporter, and he was talking about how AI will drastically the cut down of making video games, he says, 5 to 10 times from the way the sun reflects off a blade of grass to how in-game playable characters or non-playable characters, NPCs, behave. Generative AI can efficiently streamline the whole design process. And he said that can apply to every single line of dialogue, environmental details, and lighting effects in big games like Call of Duty or GTA. And not only that, Ricciatiello added that video games, the way they're tested and debugged and fine-tuned, will be done much faster than AI than by y'alls out there. If you ever try to get into the video game world, that's like the first thing that would be like in a newspaper in the 80s. It would be like video game tester. What doesn't work? So he said to the Associated Press, quote, "It's going to make games faster and cheaper and better. It's already happening." Well, I mean, look, the potential to AI has led to widespread anxiety around job stability, especially with Hollywood TV and film writers. And we know how long the Writers Guild of America has been embroiled in this strike, which is mostly concerning around the impact of AI tools on their jobs. There are comedians that I've heard talking about how they're using a couple of apps to write jokes, and they said they're not good, but they're not bad. So they're not there yet, but a lot of them aren't horrific. And earlier this year, in an open letter that was signed by the likes of a couple guys you might know, Elon Musk and Steve Wozniak, called for a 6-month pause in the development of AI systems more powerful than OpenAI's GPT-4, risking what they called, quote, risks to humanity. So if generative AI could perform much of the tasks that workers do now, will that mean mass layoffs in the industry? And Ricciatiello says no. He said rather than leading to mass job displacements, he believes it'll supercharge the industry and help create the same type of quality AAA games just much faster. I mean, let's think about it. It takes usually 2 years, right? Minimum to get a really good game. Anything faster than that is bizarre and risky. Sometimes it takes as many as 4 or more years. But this is why, like, Activision will have Infinity Ward work on a game for 2 years, Call of Duty game, and then stagger that in the odd year with Treyarch working on a Call of Duty game. So they can put out a new Call of Duty game every year because those two, and they have, of course, help under their umbrella as well with Infinity Ward and Treyarch, but they have those two companies, developers, working 2 years at a time. And they just stagger it so there's a new game every year. So Ricciatiello said, I don't think anybody's job on the creation side is going to be taken by AI, but it will get taken by a human using AI. Those people are going to be more productive, and they're just going to force multiply their ability to realize what they can conceive. The most ambitious companies are going to use AI to make things even more entertaining and more engaging than it was ever possible. So right now, Unity software is used in about 70% of mobile games. And they have their own AI tools. They have one called Muse, and they have one called Sentis. which are both about to launch globally this year. And I think about, you know, it was always for me, like even at this last GDC I went to, Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, we were still talking about engines. Of course, the Unreal Engine. And, you know, all the other great engines that we have, the Quake Engine, the Frostbite, what have you. But we're going to start talking about AI now. So Muse is kind of like a chat GPT-like platform that you can create real-time 3D apps and experience using text prompts. Sentis, that's a long sentence. Sentis, or maybe they say Sentis, is designed to introduce AI models into any gaming platform where Unity is used, from mobile to PC to home gaming consoles. And so then that would create autonomous NPCs that will interact like real-life people. Yikes. Now, companies like Roblox have announced plans to create their own proprietary AI tech that would enable creators to invent more emergent game experiences as well. I don't want to laugh and say, ha, 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 everybody's scared of AI. But I also want to be doomsday, like, oh, the sky is falling. I think it's somewhere in between, probably more towards it's not that big a deal, but we'll see. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come on back. Your calls are welcome at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, tell you what's new this week as well. You might remember back in 2019, a new game called Pokemon Sleep was announced for your phone. What does that mean? You play in your sleep? Do you let it go like Tamagotchi and it's going to play in your sleep for you? But it's been a while. It's been 4 years. But after its prolonged slumber, there were some media types invited to try it out. And I was looking at an article, IGN, by Joshua Yell. And they put you in a hotel. They gave you a lot of merch. And they told you to bring your overnight bag. It's a hotel in Santa Monica, and pretty fancy hotel right along the bustling Ocean Avenue. And rolling up to the place, a lot of Teslas and BMWs and, you know, media types. We drive the beat up Corollas and Accords of the world. But inside, like I said, gift basket, Kanto gym bag, backpack, Pikachu toiletries bag, Pikachu holiday themed blanket, cute little Snorlax plushie, everything to get ready for your sleep game, right? Well, still, what's going on here? What do you mean, Pokemon Sleep? And so if you, I don't know if you've watched the trailer for it, the way it works, but as you, you know, obviously Snorlax is the one that is weird, is that if, I believe if you're very quiet, then he wakes up, but then if you're loud, he stays asleep, kind of like the opposite of us. And he, of course, is the one, but you start off by choosing your sleep style Dex, D-E-X, and you can get droopy-eared sleep, curled-up sleep, and electrifying sleep, and those are all from a Pikachu, and of course, what does he morph into? The Raichu, that would be the electrifying sleep. And what's the thing, too, I love about, why would anyone go for this, but you know, there are these rings that you have that will tell you how you sleep. Do you really need it? It's like a pitcher saying, how am I pitching? Well, just are you walking people? Are you getting raked all over the place? But it's basically if you sleep a long time, then you can get a lot of cards. You can get a sleeping Diglett. You can get all sorts of things, and then you get more points. And I guess it's to teach you to sleep better. And so they're selling a lot of merch now, not just of Snorlaxes and Pikachus, but I saw Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff, some other characters too with the eyes closed, sleeping. And it's a different kind of art style than other Pokemon games. It's more kind of a kid's storybook quality to it. It's going to be released here at the end of the summer, but the player, it's not Professor Oak, but Professor Neroyal, and he's researching the mystery ability to emit drowsy power. Drowsy power. That's what causes Pokemon to get, wait for it, ready, drowsy. And Neroil is the name of the oil extracted from orange blossoms that is used in perfumes and allegedly is one of the secret ingredients in Coca-Cola. But the player assists by using the Pokemon Sleep app to track their sleep at night, and then the data is used to play the game when you wake up. There's no actual gameplay at night. You just tap a button to single the app that you're going to sleep, and you place your phone or your Pokemon Go Plus on the bed near your pillow face down, and they say don't put it on a hard surface next to you. Actually put it in the bed with you. That lets the device uses its accelerometer, thank you, to detect and record your sleep patterns. And don't forget to plug in your phone so the battery doesn't die halfway through the night. But when you wake up, you'll see Pokemon gathered around Snorlax in those different sleep styles I was mentioning, which you will log in your sleep style dex. And then that'll tell you how much drowsy power that you've earned. And drowsy power is calculated by adding Snorlax's strength to your sleep score. Your sleep score is based on the amount of time you slept. And if you get 8.5 hours, which I don't think I've had since high school, you get the maximum 100 points. For a kid, and this is under 16, you have to sleep 11 hours for 100 points. Whew. That sounds more teenagery. And as I said, the three sleep squiles. But you'll also be given a graph of how much noise you make while you're sleeping. So sleep talkers, beware. Or if you have apnea, which I was told I have. During the day, you can perform several tasks. You can give Poke Biscuits to the new Pokemon. And when they get satisfied, they'll join your team and help Snorlax sleep. But every week, players will travel to a new island in the game and be given a new Snorlax, which will have different appetites for various berries and cookable dishes you can feed it during the day. The new island will also have new kinds of Pokemon, and on Saturday and Sunday, rarer species of Pokemon will appear. So you'll be able to add friends and share certain info about your sleep, but there will be a way to hide certain parts that you want to keep private. Which is good, because if I share I go to bed at 2:30 in the morning, people will say, you're ridiculous. And then I wake up at 6:30, probably not a good idea. But that's basically the last 30 years. So the Pokemon Go Plus offers some extra features. When it's time to go to bed, Pikachu's going to cry out. He'll also sing a lullaby. Sounds like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but just my Pika 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 Pika. So if you never get 8.5 hours of sleep, you'll never get the 100% score, obviously. But if you take a nap, the app will log into two instances of sleep per day, which must be at least 90 minutes. It's sort of like getting a rating point in broadcasting. There will be no teams, and like Pokemon Go, there will be no leaderboard to determine who is the best sleeper. And, you know, they were asked, the people who made the game, did you work with real sleep researchers? And yes, accredited, well-known sleep researchers have supervised the feature in the game. But you have to understand, this is not a medical device, y'all. And the game is going to launch with 100 Pokemon, and more will be added. So basically Gen 1 Pokemon. And then certain data will be collected. Aha, big brother. But it will remain anonymous. The data can be used for stats, such as the average time people sleep in America. And the recordings of your sleep noises will be automatically deleted after 24 hours. It's kind of scary, too. What if you wake up and you're yelling some crazy stuff? So there could be shiny Pokemon. There could be legendary Pokemon. Is there a Mewtwo? We don't know. You have to play to find out. But it's a weird thing because it sort of feels like something that a philanthropic doctor would invent. You really need to get more sleep. I mean, in a way, it's great. Apparently, I'm told that your regenerative power, immune system, what have you, right, is a lot of it, if not all of it, is based on how much sleep you can get. But anyway, in the article I read, the guy woke up and learned that he had 1,640,000 drowsy power. And there was a Squirtle, a Pichu, and a Geodude. That was right. So if anything, it's kind of fun to wake up and see what kind of Pokemon you got and going to a new island. You know, it can encourage you to maybe try to go to sleep. And if this had been in the Bay Area and not in Santa Monica, I would have not just gone to it. I would have hella gone to it, as we say in Oakland. Not just for the free merch, but there was some like free sushi and stuff as well. So it's sort of like the days like when answering machines were invented. I know I'm old, but you saw you had a message and you're like, ooh, or the original AOL. You got mail. It's like, ooh, I got mail. So you can, like, you wake up and you can see how many points you got. And then, I don't know, maybe it'll encourage you to go to bed earlier and the world will be a better place. No more strife, no more politics, no more racism, no more wars. You never know. We can hope. All right, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game right here. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Bay Area's favorite tribute to Tom Petty. Petty Theft brings their 20th anniversary tour to the Mystic Theater in Petaluma, Saturday, April 8th. Petty Theft, for an evening celebrating the music of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Petty Theft,
a show not to miss.
Tickets are on sale now, available at mystictheater.com.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Rise to the game.
Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Sports Byline. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. The second correct answer to this question I'm going to ask is going to win the new game, rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, also on American Forces Radio Network. Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM 211 in progress. The game is called Necrosmith. It is available for the PS5, the PC, and the Switch. Interesting trio. I have it here for the PS5. It's developed and published by Alloware Entertainment. Here's the summary. Quote, a necromancer simulator where you need to assemble the dead using different body parts while upgrading your tower. Very interesting. As I was watching some of the video on the trailer on this, because on the one hand, it's got a very 16-bit feel for it. And by the way, I have no problem with that. You know, I love 8-bit music, all the bleeps and bloops. That retro style for me is fine. I judge a game on one criterion, and that is it fun? It doesn't have to just be about graphics. But yes, these are very rudimentary graphics in this game. There is no doubt. But my question is, Necrosmith, is this about the NFL or not? Once again, Necrosmith, and it's spelled like that's his last name, Necro, and then Smith. If you let me know, second correct answer is that this is about the NFL or not, you'll win it for the PS5 developed by Alloware Entertainment, published by Alloware Entertainment as well. And the game will be on its way to you. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. This email here from Scott in Sacramento. He says, did you hear about the Indian and Pakistani couple that got in trouble over a video game? I did hear about that. I saw that in the New York Times, I think, on Friday. And it's a little bit more complicated than that, because India and Pakistan have a very rigid border. And apparently a woman in Pakistan who was married with four kids snuck into India to live with a 22-year-old guy. Imagine getting a woman with four kids when you're 22. Well, apparently they were living just outside of New Delhi, and they both got arrested because she was an illegal alien and he was harboring an illegal alien. But yes, they met over PUBG of all games. It's not really Player Unknown Battlegrounds. It wasn't some sort of romantic game. I don't mean to laugh at their scenario. I feel bad for them. But I'm laughing at the fact that it was Player Unknown Battleground. Because usually, I don't know if you remember the movie Second Skin. I had the guy who directed that movie, had to be like 15 years ago now. I had him in my studio and we gave away the game. And it was a pretty fascinating look at how people live these sort of side or parallel lives of their video game character, you know, and it could be someone who maybe, you know, didn't win, as Bobby Lee says, the aesthetic DNA lottery, maybe, but in their character is this, you know, dashing, handsome knight on the horse, and so they meet a fair maiden who might not look like that, and then they meet and fall in love. I think it's very sweet. That's something that would make the world better if everybody was in love, right? Oh, that's what this show's all about, is love. No, my point is that it also was pointing out in that movie how some people play too much on the video games. And there was one guy who was playing online. He was in LA. The other three guys lived in a house in, I think, Indiana, in the middle of nowhere. And he finally just left LA and moved in with them, so the four of them could have their PC stations all like lined up, like, you know, circling the wagons and play together. And then one of them had the temerity to get married. And at the bachelor party, guy leaned over the other one and said, "We could totally be online right now." It's like they couldn't even, enjoy the bachelor party for 10 minutes because they just thought, "Oh, we're missing out on so much stuff going online right now." All right. Also, System Shock. This is a game that pioneered so many first-person shooter concepts back in 1994. And Night Dive Studios has done a pretty nice job in a 2023 remake. And it was a good game back then. And, you know, they tried to update it with some modern conveniences and accoutrement, if you like, that would let it, you know, live on for a few more decades, because it is, you know, a shooter, and System Shock is more than just going through the labyrinth that is the Tri-Optimum Corporation Citadel space station. And the combat in it as well, because your hacker and military grade neural implant are responsible for the situation. You disable the AI. And the ethical decisions that it makes. Shodan. This was in 94. Look what we were just talking about earlier in the show. What was it, Rick? You missed it. It was about AI. So the Shodan has chopped everyone into bits and then stitched them back together as horrible cyborgs and made a strain of multigenic virus to end the world. And now the AI wants to export her. That's right. Her godlike divinity to Earth proper. And she's just so delightfully unnerving in what she does. I saw that from John Boulding, but I mean, evil artificial intelligences, you know, a game is remade. It's pretty timely. They're just talking about the Hollywood writer's strike. They're scared of AI doing everything for them. But the giant Citadel space station, you're in there like a little parasite trying to kill her from the inside out, and you try to figure out the extent of her plans and then foil them. It's old school in the oldest way. The levels are deliberately designed mazes of these interconnecting corridors, rooms, lock gates. I mean, it still holds up, and it's a pretty hefty visual update, and you got to learn your way around. You know, it isn't like Doom or Spear of Destiny, where you make a dead end and you're like, okay, well, I can't go that way. There's no hand holding. There's not even really a main quest. There's no log of what you're doing. So stopping Shodan means you actually have to explore, listen to audio logs, and figure out what the plans of the crew was. The crew is now dead and they're zombies. They're stitched up. So it's a pretty cool setting, and you poke around, and it's just really some weird space, almost like cyberpunk vibes. They got some cool guns. You know, the visuals, as I say, are revamped. The effects are great, and you got to love semi-pixelated textures and blocky objects bring to new life. But I just got new music, got new sounds, and it, you still know you're playing a game that's like three decades old, practically. And you can even tweak the infrastructure green if you don't like it. But yeah, you're gonna bash and shoot and burn and blow up some stuff, a lot of nasty monsters. But the heart of System Shock is undoubtedly the exploration and some fighting along the way. And brute force doesn't always work, which is so me. I just try to melee my way through everything. I hate ranged attacks, unless you're talking like guns, but getting out a bow and arrow or something. But, you know, you might have to cleverly sneak around some corners or go through some maintenance shafts and take down some enemies that are far more dangerous than you are now. So, and combat is probably the place where the new System Shock kind of changes the most from the original, because in the original, the enemies were pretty slow and stupid. And that's because the whole concept of a first-person shooter was still kind of in its infancy at that time. And that meant a lot of the cool weapons on paper were really kind of hard to use, and the enemies then weren't good at fighting back. And you could mostly just, once you got the laser rapier, which was like a lightsaber, you just went through everything. And it's still awesome. But there are other cool weapons now. And in the original, a lot of people complained that all the grenade did was just kill yourself. But now you're given a grenade launcher. You have a magnum pistol, assault rifle. And it kind of feels like a real FPS now. And it's a testament to how much thoughtfulness they put into this game. And as I said, it's an older game. And it's still got a lot of the... a lot of the touches from the older game. But it's pretty nice, I got to say. And I'm giving it thumbs up. That's right. Rick Tittle says thumbs up. All right. It's time to look at the new games coming up. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Rain World Downpour. This is an adventure DLC expansion for the Switch, the 1, the XES, and the 4. The Valiant, a real-time strategy game, 4 and the 5, 1, the X, and the S. Dead Man's Diary, action-adventure for the 1, the X, and the S. Lost in Play is an adventure game for your phones. It's Android and iPhone. Mordhau, an action game, X and S, 1, 5, and 4. Oxenfree 2, Lost Signals, the 4, the Switch, the PC, and the 5. Rain World, an adventure game on the X and the S and the 1. Atelier Marie Remake, The Alchemist of Solberg, 4 and 5 PC and Switch. Battle Bows, action shooter for the PC. Dyschronia, Kronos Alternate, Episode 3, adventure visual novel for the PS5. Gravity Circuit, an action indie for the Switch, the PC, the 5, and the 4. Manic Mechanics, a party game on the Switch. Naraka Blade Point, action battle royale online for the PS5. Sonic Prime Dash, this is on your phone. Testament, the Order of High Human, action adventure fantasy indie RPG for the PC. Tohu New World, RPG for the Switch and the PC. Arena Breakout, this is a first-person shooter for your phone. Exo Primal, an action game for the X and the S, the 5, the 1, the PC, and the 4. Invector Rhythm Galaxy, a music game for your PC. Jagged Alliance 3, strategy turn-based for the PC. Ridiculous Fishing EX, this is a fishing remake for the Mac. Throwback, an action for the PC. And we will take a quick break. We'll come on back and do the cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast. It is the Video Game Review. And it is the part of the show, the end of the show, where I give out a cheat code.
Ooh.
Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Beth. And I love this one because she says, I know it's simple, but I forgot. How do you reset the computer in X-Men 2 Clone Wars on the Genesis? And I know years ago, I've been doing this show nearly 20 years. I know years ago I gave this one out. But it is, you're right, you're so close, because a lot of people struggled with this. How do you reset the computer in the game X-Men 2 Clone Wars on the Genesis? You press reset on the Genesis console itself. Now, who would ever do that? Because that starts a game over. That's a horrifying thought. Even the fact that it's not behind. I went to this place about an hour north of Cheyenne last month in Wyoming. It was one of those like war games things where you had the guys turn the key simultaneously. It's almost like it was one of those things. Like I didn't even like it exposed. But yes, Beth, thank you. Just press reset and that's how you do it. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll be back next week with another episode coming up next, 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk.